trade impost was established due to its free trade policy. In 1941, it fell under Japanese rule until 1945. After that, it was handed back to the British in 1946. However, a new sense of nationalism began to develop among the citizens who called for self-government. It resulted in the first general election in 1959, making Lee Kuan Yew as the nation's first prime minister. Later, in 1961, a merger was formed between Malaysia, Sarawak and Sabah, formerly North Borneo, to become the Federation of Malaya. 2 years later, however, Singapore left the alliance and became an independent and sovereign state. You can witness the country's rich history and heritage when you visit national monuments, memorials and museums that dot the city. Strolling along one of Singapore's many heritage trails or visiting historical landmarks is one of the must-haves when you come for a visit in this island nation. The people and the language. If there is one word that describes the culture and people of Singapore, it will be kaleidoscopic. Since its founding in 1819 as a